Hallelujah. Yes, our God is deserving of all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, just because of who he is. Because he's a faithful God, and great is his faithfulness towards us. Songwriter said, morning by morning, new mercies I see. So we thank God for his faithfulness and for just keeping providing for us, and most of all, thinking that we were worth saving. So let us pray. Our Father and our God, we gather once again to acknowledge who you are to us. We gather once again, God, to give your name all the glory, to magnify your name, Lord God, and just to thank you, God, for loving us, Lord, while we were yet sinners. God, we are just so grateful for your faithfulness towards us, Lord God. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could never, ever thank you enough, God, for forgiving us, for loving us, for making a way out of no way, God. But we do want to let you know, God, we love you and we thank you. God, we thank you once again that you forgive us of our sins when we fall short of your glory. So, God, thank you. So, God, now we have gathered to hear a word from you, Lord God, a word that we expect to be empowering, Lord God, and encouraging and healing and transforming, God. So we sit with great expectation as you move through this room and through the lives of each person under the sound of my voice. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee or anything that would block your message, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you take it away. That you take it away, Lord Jesus, and have your way. Heal, forgive, convert, restore, reconcile, and build up your people through this word, Lord God. So let your power, your anointing, your glory, and your presence be felt by each and every person in this sanctuary, and have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Last week, our message was, God has spoken, God has spoken, God has spoken. But God is leading us back this morning to a familiar passage in St. John, the Gospel according to St. John chapter 5. I just believe that God has a word for someone under the sound of my voice. Chapter 5 of John, the Gospel according to John. Because I have many plans after I talk to members during the week, but God sends me to a place where his people are and what the people need to hear. St. John, chapter 5, starting with verse 1. God knows what we need because he's doing a mighty work and he's moving through our church. He's doing several things. He's cleansing, he's purging, he's building up for the great work and our great assignment. So when you have found the Gospel of John, please stand for the reading of his holy word. And I'm going to start with verse 1 and go down to verse 9. And it reads this way. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew, Bethesda, which has five porticos. And in these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take up your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. You may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you, God, for your word. Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" Of course, if you look at that, he didn't answer the question. But I'm going to ask you a question this morning as it relates to this scripture. Do you want to be set free? See, it really is a choice. So do you want to be set free? My suggestion this morning is that you not look to your right or to your left. Because this is really a serious question for believers. And begin to ponder with whatever may be going on in your life and not anybody else. And just begin to think, do I really want to be set free? Do I? Not my neighbor, but do I really want to be set free? Help me, Holy Spirit. Many persons celebrated the 4th of July last Wednesday, also known as Independence Day. Crowds rushed into the District of Columbia and various cities throughout the U.S. to various parades and to observe the fireworks. We're told that millions of people traveled out of town for a holiday break. Millions of dollars spent to celebrate America's freedom from Great Britain. Yes, this is a holiday established by our federal government. And it's been celebrated since 1776. The birth of America, independence. And yeah, all that is great. But this Sunday, we're going to talk about Jesus and the real Independence Day. And our real freedom through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our healer, our comforter, our rock, our provider, our protector, our all in all. Because sometimes we get just distracted by all of what the world is doing and we forget about what God has done, what God will do, and what he's continuously doing in our lives. So we really want to look at what does independence really mean. What does it really mean to you? What does the cross represent for each and every person under the sound of my voice? See, God loved us so much that he knew we couldn't get it right on our own, but he wanted us free. So he came down in the flesh as Jesus the Christ, and he hung on that cross, and he went to that grave, and God raised him from the dead that we may be set free and forgiven of our sin. See, that's the real Independence Day, you all. When God sent Jesus to set us free. So as much as we celebrate on the 4th of July, God is saying to the church, it's time to celebrate Jesus. It's time to give Jesus more attention than you give these worldly holidays. It's time to look to the cross for your real freedom. Hallelujah. What Jesus accomplished on that cross. Yeah, because of what he did, we can be made well. We can be set free. But you have to believe it. We can be made whole. We can have independence from bondage, from illness, from the plans of the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy. We can have that freedom if we believe this word. And live out this word. The Bible tells us a little more about this independence God gave to us. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. We are whole. We are set free. So the question this morning to you, do you want to be set free? Really? Do you really want to be free? Because, see, I talk to so many Christians and believers. They walk around in bondage with their heads held down, having pity parties with one another. But this morning, do you want to be different? And do you really want to be set free? It's time for the believers to walk in the power and the anointing that God has given us through his Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit that we all have within us. Last week I heard someone say, all believers have the Holy Spirit, but are they filled with the Spirit? It's different in having the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. But in order to be filled with the Spirit, you must feed the Spirit just like you feed the body. So I ask this question. Don't wink at me and don't even wave at me. Are you filled with the Spirit, that Holy Ghost power that God has provided to all of us? I didn't ask you, did you have it? But I'm asking you this morning, are you filled with the Spirit? Because when you are filled with the Spirit, you walk in power and anointing, and wherever you travel, things begin to change. When you walk into a room, the atmosphere changes just because of that power of the Holy Spirit that you feel with. Quick question. Are you filled? Don't wink. Are you filled with the Spirit? Hallelujah. So as we press on believing God, he wants each one of us to be powerful because he did a powerful work through God. So I'm going to pose some questions. Don't look at your neighbor. What is keeping you from being truly free this morning? What is your issue this morning? And do you want to be set free? And I want you to be real with yourselves. Everybody looks good when they come to church on Sunday morning. On the outside. But this morning we want to go to the core, to our hearts. And allow God to root out anything within us that would block us from being filled with the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. God wants us to be authentic believers, not just churchgoers. Does anybody understand that? So many of us ponder from time to time, yeah, I have an issue, but they can't see it because I can cover it. Fancy clothes, makeup, hair. Sharp shoes. So when people come up to me, they talk about more of my exterior. Like, oh, I like what you're wearing. So we mask our real pain. We mask our real problem and we never really deal with it. But God is saying to someone this morning, do you really want to be set free? Are you sick and tired of pretending all is well? Do you want to be set free? How do you make your choices? That's an approach to your freedom. How do you choose what you will do and what you won't do? God is saying to someone this morning that if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired of carrying something inside that's causing you stress or burden. He's asking someone, why do you allow people to treat you any kind of way? And you walk around inside hurt and discouraged. Another thing, why do you behave the way you behave? As it relates to ungodly behavior, why do you do that? What is your real issue? Sometimes I look around and I can see expressions on a person's face, even in the church, and I wonder to myself, who hurt you? Who caused you to behave the way you behave? Because God has already done all that he's going to do for you. You can be set free if you allow the Lord to work through you and help you work out your issues. But many people, once again, mask and cover it up. So God is saying, who really hurt you this morning? But this is your day of deliverance, he said. This is your independence day. You can be set free if you choose to follow my word. For those of you who may be just going through some things, God has said, this is your day of breakthrough. If you believe me and my word, this is your day of healing, your day to be set free. If you choose to believe my word and follow it, God is saying to someone, this is the time for you to stop being discouraged and lonely and depressed and worrying about all kinds of things going on in your physical body. So Holy Spirit, help me do what I came to do to talk about this invalid, because we are going through what I didn't plan to say, you all. But God knows what the people of God need. So I listen to the voice of God. But let us see, can we find something that would help us all in this fifth chapter, according to St. John. We know about John. He was a beloved. He loved the Lord, and the Lord loved him. He was familiar with everything that went on with Jesus in his three-year training. We're told that when John wrote his gospel, he was about 80 years old, you all. So don't look at people as not being able to be used at a certain age. I'm still standing, you all. But we're told that he was about 80 years old when he wrote this gospel. Amen. He was part of, we know, Jesus' inner circle. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was the only disciple at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified. So he writes to us in a good position, understanding the things of God. He also wrote that, you know, Jesus came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So he wanted to encourage people that believing and trusting in Jesus was the way to be set free. So look at chapter 5 as Jesus goes in and he talks to this man at the pool. We're told that many are there. They're sick. They got all kind of issues, same as the church, all kind of issues, you all. But they were all gathered together at this pool because they just believed something miraculous would happen if they could get into that water. Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus asked this man this crucial question, do you want to get well? So I'm asking this question this morning. Do you want to be set free? Do you want to get well, really? But in the man's mind, getting well was related to the water. He had been there for 38 years, sitting beside that pool. It had become a lifestyle for him, his daily trip to the pool. See, we have to be careful that our issues don't become our lifestyle and we don't accept it as something permanent, because when we go through, it's only temporary when you believe in the word of God. But this man, we're told, 38 years. But there was a little belief in him because he kept going back. He went back and forth. He kept going back, you all. And this was his day. This was his day, the day that he encountered Jesus. So often when we go through, we begin to get this feeling of hopelessness. And I know about this because I talk to believers right here in Abundant Life. And surely the longer they go through sickness and being an addict and being lonely and grieving and depressed, people think they'll never recover. That's just the way they are. That's just what they're going through. The longer a person has lived in sin, people begin to say, oh, that's just the way they are. That's just what they do. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we have all these statistics to show that if a person's behavior has been this way so long, they probably won't change. But God is the answer, because God has the plan for us all. It's up to you whether you're going to accept it and whether you're going to believe it. It may look humanly impossible, but someone told me there is nothing impossible with God, because he is still able. You all, I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know who God is speaking to this morning, but all of you look mighty good sitting out there. But God is still able to root out, to take away your past hurts, things that even happened in your childhood, to set you free. See, God is still in control, but we have to believe this word and apply it. Somewhere in the Bible, it tells me that he's able to do abundantly, exceedingly, above all that we can even ask or think, but we must believe it. See, this is what gets believers stuck. I don't think they really believe this word of God, because there's power in the word. It really is power. Work that word. That word works, you all. So as I think about this invalid, Holy Spirit, help me try to get to the point that you want the people to hear. Suffering for 38 long years and his excuses for not being well. I begin to even think about persons today suffering and going through things in negative situations, sickness and whatever you may be going through, and then they speak death to themselves. I won't get any better. I've been going through this so long. Things are just not working out. So you have to be careful that there is truly life and death in your tongue. So are you speaking death over your situation? What are you saying about yourself? Yeah, you went through some stuff, but how do you interpret it? Can you say God can take what Satan means for evil and turn it to good? God, what do you want me to learn from this sickness? God, what do you want me to learn from this addiction? God, what do you want me to get from this loneliness? You begin to talk to God and look to God to resolve your issues. So I'm saying, do you really want to be set free? Or have you gotten so comfortable that you're part of the pity party? And then you call another pitiful person to join your pity party. And by the time you all finish, everybody's crying and weeping, blowing your nose and snotting all over the place. Are you just sick and tired of that? I told you last week, God has already spoken. God has done everything he's going to do for us. It's up to us to receive that power. God has done it all. So why are you weeping? Why are you crying? Why are you so sad? Why are you living a defeated life when God has already done everything that he's gonna do for you? And you have victory through Jesus if you simply accept it. I don't know who this is for, but somebody needs to hear that this morning. God is saying, get up, take your mat, take your problem, and you walk out of here believing in my word. Get up, he told the man. Take your mat, whatever your mat is. Get up from the drug addiction. Get up from the sin. Get up from the depression. Get up, people of God. Get up, he's saying. Get up. Do you want to be set free? Get up, people of God, and walk in his will and in his word. Get up. God is still looking around. Do you want to be made whole? Get up and take your mat and walk. Do you want to be healed? He said, get up. It really is up to you. Do you want to be delivered? Get up. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in. Get up and call on Jesus. Get up and follow his word. Get up and follow his will for your life. God is waiting on you. He's done everything that he's going to do. He wants us healed. He wants us whole, you all. So we can go about his business and make disciples. Get up. He said, get up. Holy Spirit, just help me. Someone needs to be set free today. And Jesus is the answer. Somebody wants to be whole today. Somebody wants to be freed up, God. So move by your spirit and begin to even talk to them now. God is saying oftentimes you walk around with these various symptoms, but this day I want to root some stuff out of you because your behavior is based on the problem being deep rooted in your soul and in your heart. But this is your day of independence. This is your day of independence. He wants to root some things out of you. So first of all, you must confess that you have that issue. And then you confess, God, move it from me. He's saying he wants you to abide in him. And if his word abide in you, you ask it to be rooted out and he'll take it away from you. So if you want to be set free this day, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and watch God heal you, make you whole. He's saying to someone, it's time. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind with his word, and he will root out of you that pain. But he's saying, get up. Get up and practice this word. Get up and read my word. Get up and follow my word, he's saying to someone. Get up. Let the past be the past, he said. Let the negative behavior be behind you. Get up and follow my word. Do you want to be set free? There's freedom. There's freedom in this word when you apply it to your lives. So I'm going to try to wind this up because I believe God's work has been done. He's asking, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be set free? Really? See, as believers, yeah, we do have our own challenges, just like the world. But the good news is we know the way maker. We know the fixer. We know the provider. We know the all in the principle, all in all. Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be set free? God is asking someone on this Sunday morning in abundant life. I've done it all. I've done it for you. While you were yet sinners, I died that you may be set free. Free of hurt. You recognize yourself. Free of disappointment. Free of depression. Holy Spirit, help me. Free of loneliness. Free of grief, shame, blame, addictive behavior. God said, get up. Take it to him and leave it. Take up your mat and walk and forget about your past problems. Forgetting those things that are behind. And reaching forward to what God has just for each one of you. Each person has a purpose here. Are you walking in it? Really? Or is there something holding you back? Fear, doubt. I don't know your issue. But God is saying, take up your mat and walk towards me. Make a decision to follow the cross and let the world be behind you. He's saying to someone, just get up. I've done it all. Just get up. And he said, begin to praise me. If you got something you want to get rid of this morning, God says, stand up in the church and begin to praise me. He said, praise is your weapon. I don't know who this is for, but don't look to your right or the left. If you want God to break through in your life, he says, stand up and begin to praise your way out. He's saying to someone, don't you quit in the pit. Don't you quit when life changes without notice. He said, get up in here and begin to praise me. See, I just believe when the praises go up, God begins to work here on the earth realm. So if there anything that you want God to set you free up this morning, I challenge you to boldly stand up. Forget about what anybody else is doing. If there's anything you want God to do or break free, you stand up. Don't even look at your neighbor. They don't know how, need to know why you're standing. Begin to praise him in the sanctuary. Begin to lift up holy hands. Come on, people of God. He's moving now in this place. The Holy Spirit is shifting the atmosphere. So God, we praise you. We expect to be set free, God, on this second Sunday of July 2018 at 4200 Forbes Boulevard, Suite 103. Come on, people of God, begin to praise the Lord Jesus Christ, because we want to be free in this place. We want to be set free. I don't know where the musician is, but you all start to sing. Start to worship God. Hallelujah. You give him praise. You give him honor. Hallelujah. Praise him in this place. If you want God to break something loose in your family, if you got it all together, you begin to praise God. We belong to a black family. All kinds of stuff is going on. But if you want God to set you free this morning, you praise him. You worship him. I don't know how you do it. Some people sing. Some people dance. And others sit quietly before their heavenly Father. But you praise him. We want God to just heal our new mothers. We worship God. We praise him for the healing of Sister Minister Shantae and Sister Latanya. God, we praise you because we know you're going to heal them. We know you're going to set them free. God, we know you're going to just move through our families and change drug addiction and plant love in the hearts of our people. God, we worship you and we praise you because praise is what we do. When we want to get close to you, praise is what we do. Praise as you praise and watch the atmosphere in your shift. Heal marriages, heal families, heal sickness, reconcile people. Hallelujah. Praise is what we do. And that's how we get close to you, God. Praise is what we do. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. We're going to praise God in here. I'm just looking for the praisers. There are some people in here that don't understand what we're doing. We're going to praise God for them. Begin to praise however you praise. God has said, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be set free? He said, praise me. Praise him for your children. Praise him for your mother, your father, your aunt, your cousins. Praise him. See, praise is what we do. Praise is our weapon, you all. We want to be free praise. See, I know what it is to hurt, but I praise my way out. When my baby was murdered, I was hurt and broken, but I had to praise my way out. Praise is what I do, and praise is who I am. Praise is who I am. Praise in advance that he will protect your children in school, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. You want your healing, you praise your way out. This is not time to be weeping and breaking down. We are warriors. We're more than conquerors through him who strengthened us. I don't know who God is talking to this morning. Weeping and a crying won't get you anywhere. But praise, God recognizes praise. When I wanna be close, I tell people, praise is who I am. Do you want to be set free? That's the question for abundant life this morning. Praise is who I am. I suggest you begin to live a life of praise and watch things shift in your lives and in your family. I vow to praise him. I praise him at all times, good, bad, ugly. I'm going to praise God. No time for emotional breakdowns and weeping. What do you do as warriors? You fight. You put on your armor and you fight and praise your way out. Praise is what I do.